All right, everybody, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. I know what you are thinking. What has happened to Paul Goff? What is Austin doing hijacking Paul's live stream? Well, there's a story behind all of this, as is always true in my world. Nothing ever is as seems, especially when it comes to big events. And putting big events on. I can see myself now. We're on Facebook. I can see Avery. Hello. I can see Deb. I can see Dr. John Kelly. I can see Jace, Keith, Lee, Melissa, many more coming in. This is not Austin. It's Paul. It's me. Don't worry. It's me. Thank you for your interest in this. What should we call it? An incredible event. Just this incredible thing that we're putting together across the next few weeks. People are going to be flying in from all across the world to take part in this thing that is now affectionately known as PPM Live. And if you are, if you're coming, brilliant. We can't wait to see you. If you're not coming, we would love to see you. And hopefully by the end of this hour or however long it takes for me to make the big announcement and the reveal, we'll have a few more of you tempted. I think at the time of coming on air, we've got around about 15 to 16 seats left, and we want to give everybody a chance to be at PPM Live. I made it my absolute mission that we would pack this thing out. We've got Marcus Lemonis, who's going to be the headline speaker, and I've been speaking with his team today. It was just amazing talking to his team. He's got something very special for you guys when you get to the event. If you haven't seen Marcus speak, he is the best that I've ever seen when it comes to public speaking, inspiring business owners. You're in for something very, very special. So we've got this very important event. It's a very serious event as well. That's the thing that I want to get across to you all. It's the most serious event. I don't think it could get any more serious. If I tried, we really do take ourselves seriously here at Paul Goff headquarters. We're just one of those serious businesses that likes to do things seriously and just takes life seriously and just business and entrepreneurship. We just take it all really, really seriously. Just give me one second. My teeth have fell out. We like to do things very seriously. At here, and we like to be groovy and we like to be sexy and all that type of stuff, but sadly we're not very sexy. Well, I'm not, and we're not really that groovy. Well, I'm definitely not. Barry and a few of the team are very groovy, but it's not for me. But we do like to have some fun, and this thing called PPM Live will be a mix of some groovy stuff and some fun stuff with some very serious stuff about your business, because the message that we've got for you really is insurance companies suck. They've screwed you over for long enough. They've literally sucked the life and profits out of most people on this call and listening back to it on a replay. They have quite literally screwed you in any which way possible for the last however many years. And it would be nice to finally start to do something about it. Even if you are a cash business, you know how difficult it is to get referrals from doctors these days. It's almost impossible. Doctors just see this whole thing as a closed loop. You are a threat to their ecosystem, their profitability. Cash businesses are the devil for most doctors and for the big hospital systems. They don't want you to be successful. They just kind of want you over there for the crumbs. And that kind of, you know, is where we are right now as a profession. So we built this thing called PPM Live. We built this PPM Live for you. We want you to come to PPM Live on the basis that we're going to show you how to be successful and exist outside of the closed loop system, that this doctor's referral thing, this pittance from insurance companies, this absolute trap that you're in, this hellhole, this rabbit hole, whatever you want to call it. It's not just happening to you, it's businesses all over the world. And PPM Live is an opportunity for you to come and put that right. There'll be 250 businesses in the room. We're going to have a terrific time. And pretty much everything that we're going to do is about making sure that you have what it takes and you've got what it needs. You know, your business has got what it needs to be successful outside of the system. So we're going to talk through things like advanced lead generation. We're going to talk through marketing at a level that you've never, ever experienced before. Many people have heard me over the years. I'm going into the deepest, deep ocean, like Titanic level deepness,
for marketing and advanced lead generation to help you exist outside of the system. I've got a special three-part seminar that I'm going to present to you on how to make your business a marketing, lead generation, trust-building, authority-building machine so that you can be very, very successful without needing referrals from doctors. If you push me, I'm going to say that you have three threats, okay? Insurance companies are just bastards. There's no other word for them, right? Shit tips, sewer rats, we could call them. Assholes would probably be another one. There are a few of the names that would spring to mind, none of which my grandmother would want me to say. However, we're all in agreement that these people are not very nice, right? And they don't necessarily have your interests at heart. So apart from the insurance companies, what we have is these threats. We've got a threat. Number one, how do you find enough people, enough good leads, who value your service enough to want to pay for it outside of the system, right? Outside of the cheapest possible way to get physical therapy. That's threat number one. As the economic turbulence continues and more people are worried about their jobs and whether or not we're in a recession or out of recession, whether you believe the news, whether you believe the government or not, it's undeniable that the penny is starting to pinch or the squeeze is on, shall we say. That's going to cause a lot of fear and doubt and worry in the mind of your client, and they're going to be less likely to want to spend $2,000, $3,000 on a very valuable physical therapy service with you. So we have to do something different with your time, with your marketing, with your message. And I'm going to go deep into that to help you with the first threat that is undoubtedly the people, the leads, the patient threat. The second threat to your business is a global labor shortage. It is undeniable. It's been going on for years. This is not your town. This is not a physical therapy thing. This is not you can't find good receptionists in Orlando. You can't find good PTs in Kansas. You can't find good physios in Australia, whatever. This is a global labor shortage. You're in a crisis of people not being available to come and do the jobs that you've got. Then when you add into the mix that there's not only a global labor shortage, there is an even bigger shortage of people who, when they take their job, actually want to work when they do arrive at work. There's this wonderful thing happened since COVID that people seem to think they can now do what they want from where they want, wherever they want, and whenever they want. And this seems to be the culture that is affecting productivity, efficiency, effectiveness inside of businesses. But this is a very real threat to your business. If you haven't woken up to it yet, this is the new norm. This is the real new norm for businesses. Your business is likely to be affected by not only the ability to find good people, find people, full stop, to find people that actually care, who want to work, who want to help you, who want to build something with you, who want to be part of something, who want to do a real day's work and get paid an honest wage for or an honest salary for an honest day's work. That's your biggest threat now. The culture of your business is the thing that's going to hold it back. So whether or not you have the ability to find right people, the right salaries, and create the right culture to drive your business forward, I think that's threat number two. So threat number one, can you find the leads and the quality patient referral sources, if you like, that are going to bring people to your business who are willing to pay the price that you need to charge to be profitable? That's threat number one. Number two, threat, the global labor shortage, compounded by the lack of people who actually, even when they have a job, actually want to work when they are at said job, because that talent pool now has just gone even smaller. The pool of people that were available pre-COVID, this big. After COVID, this big. Now with the entitlement culture of people wanting to work from pretty much everywhere, wanting to work from home so that they can walk their dogs, that they can answer the phone, that they can open the door to the Amazon delivery man, that they can help out around the house. I've had all of this stupid shit told to me by people over the last few years as to the reason that they should be working from home. I've never had one single person yet tell me that it's in my business's interest, my company's interest, my client's interest, why that person works from home. I know that you're going through something similar with your team, with your people, your recruitment process, where people want to take liberties and do as little as they possibly can and ask for the most amount of money that they can. That's going to be a problem for you moving forward. And it's not going to go away for the next however many years. So threat number two is your people. Threat number three that I believe to be the biggest threat to your business is this: the belief about whether or not you think you can actually grow a profitable business in 2024. Even if you have the blueprint for the marketing, even if you have the blueprint to solve the recruitment problem, you still need the belief problem solving out. Most people secretly do not believe that they can do it on their own. They get the do this, and they get the he's your marketing plan, and they get the he's out to hire, they get all of that stuff, but something happens to stop them from actually doing any of it. And that thing is belief. The belief that you can actually do the thing that you need to do to be successful. Lots of people speak about ambition. They speak about $1 million business. They speak about having more holidays. They speak about having a second and third practice. And the reality is none of it happens because they do not have the belief in themselves to actually do this thing. So those are the three threats that I think that you've got to be factoring in if you want to be successful in the next 12 to 18 months. Everything that we've done for this PPM Live event that's happening in 2 weeks, it starts October the 19th, is about solving, giving solutions for, helping you over the hump, if you like, for all three of those things. So let there be no doubt, this is an absolute all-out attack on the crap tip insurance companies that have probably held you back for the last however many years. 100% from the minute I walk on stage, I will be taking aim and firing at these shit tip insurance companies. Number two, it's absolutely about a referral source independent of doctors. Ideally, people who are happy to step outside of the system and start to pay you in cash. People are doing it all over the world. If you are an insurance business owner and you're stuck, you've got to come to this, that you have to be here. And if you're a cash business and you're just getting started, you're struggling to scale, you have to be here. This will be the biggest deep dive into advanced lead generation, marketing, authority, trust building, lead generation making machine that you have ever experienced. We're going to talk about how you find and recruit A players. How do you develop good people? How do you get people to stay with you for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years and more, and actually be buying into your journey, your vision, and want to be part of all of that with you. So this is what PPM Live is all about. And then we're going to sprinkle on top of this thing, belief, the belief that you can do it. You will be in a room, you will be able to feel it. You'll be packed, literally, like no 6 feet distance thing anymore. Like you're going to be slammed packed into a room with other business owners who are wanting to do the exact same thing as you. You will be able to feel the belief. You'll be able to cut it with a knife as you get into that room with us across the 4-day weekend that's taking place here in Orlando. We kick off Thursday the 19th with the insurance day. And the big announcement that I've got, I want to talk you through this. For the last however many weeks, people have been asking me, Paul, what's the agenda? Paul, what's happening? Let me find out what the sessions are and all these things. And do you know what? I honestly, on purpose, I keep the exact agenda, if you like, a secret right till the end, because I just want people to understand the reason that you need to be there primarily is you need to be part of a community of business owners like you, people who want to be successful, people who speak ambition and do ambition, people who, like you, are ambitious, they're smart, they're great physical therapists who want to be very, very successful in business. That is the primary reason to be there. It's also about getting out of your head. It's about getting out of your own way. It's about re-energizing. It's about refocusing, resetting, reprioritizing. That's the primary reason to be at PPM Live in October. PPMLive23.com is the place that you can go and register for your seat. When we came on air, we had about 17 or 18 seats left. Can't remember exactly what it was. The intention today is to get rid of all of those seats and get you to PPM Live. Make no doubt about it. I'm going to sell the crap out of a seat so that you come to this event, because I do believe if you stay away, you'll regret it. If you arrive at the seminar in Orlando, you will not regret it, but you will regret not coming. Have a look at the page if you're just hearing about it, or this is the final little push to get you over the line. I'm going to talk you through now the agenda. So I'm going to share my screen. So everybody just bear with me. This is where it gets technical, and me and technical don't really do. So have you got it? Good. All right. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to give you a copy of this as well in just a moment. So you can just take it yourself and you can take a look at exactly what we're doing. I think it's really important for those of you that are on the fence about coming. I know you're going to want to get one of these extra or final seats, but it's really important that you make a good decision about whether or not this is worth it for you. So let me just take 5 to 10 minutes to talk you through it. And by the end of it, you'll be in a wonderful position to make sure that you can make a great decision about coming to Orlando in a few weeks. We are ready for you. We're absolutely ready for you. Like I said, we've had Marcus and his team on a call today, making sure that that's all taken care of. We've got Greg Crabtree coming up as well. But this is it. It's time to get excited for another spectacular PPM Live, the Marketing and Sales Super Conference for private practice owners. So this is the session by session, day by day, full agenda. We're literally revealing this thing now to the world. So you're getting an exclusive, if you like. It's called the Insurance Company Who Screwed Me. It's an Austin Powers themed event. For those of you that haven't worked it out, I don't dress up as Austin Powers and put fake teeth in for a living. Although I am quite enjoying getting into character, I must admit. Austin is fairly debonair, and I like to think that I'm debonair. Austin is very defiant, and I'm definitely defiant. And I would like to say as well that Austin is deluded, and I'm definitely deluded. So me and Austin, we are kindred spirits. The subject matter is practice profit growth through implementation of advanced lead generation marketing. It will be the biggest deep dive into marketing that you've ever seen. If you've heard me talk in the past on marketing, or you took Accelerator, this is different. We're going to go deeper. I'm going to probably spend 5 or 6 hours on it across the course of the weekend. Reasons to get excited about coming. In 3 days, you will discover how to become your own referral source, set your own prices, master the hiring of top talent, and become an expert in developing the best people to support and help you. You'll finally be able to say that you feel confident about operating successfully outside the crappy insurance doctor referral system that has probably got you stuck and probably bleeding money. So it's October the 19th through 22nd, 3 or a 4 day event if you would like, and you can get your tickets at PPM Live. So the 3 threats we're going to nail for you: a shortage of highly qualified leads and patients with the money to invest in your appropriately priced services, a labor shortage resulting in a lack of great or outstanding people and staff willing and able to help you grow your PT business, and the belief that you can grow your PT business and make the type of money that you deserve from your PT business. So this is very, very different. Nothing like any of them other kind of happy clappy seminars that you see out there. This is a real business for real business owners who want to make real improvements in their business. And that's the reason we keep it tight to 250. Anything more than that, it gets a bit fluffy and a bit, you know, nicey. This will be a real serious seminar for serious business owners. Where's my teeth? Well, there they are. There they are. Come on, play with me. Right. Yeah, come on, type in. Let's have a little bit of Austin. Yeah, baby, says Keith. He can do better than that. Let's have a little bit of sexy or groovy or, you know, other than that. Like there's some other stuff in there that we can do, definitely. But there'll be lots of that stuff happening at the weekend. Keith has definitely found his mojo. Do you know what? I think I found my mojo as Austin, actually. Anyway, right, this is the pre-dip. Listen up, if you're an insurance business, 75% or more insurance, this is for you. It's called Insurance to Cash Pay Success. It's the pre-day and the big promise, the big position, how to get out of insurance before it sucks you dry. That there, right there, could be a phrase straight from Austin itself. How to get out of insurance before it sucks you dry, baby, right? Thursday, the 19th of October. The pre-day is all about moving you closer to more cash pay in your insurance-heavy-based business. As one clinic owner recently told me, I need to get out of insurance fast. It's sucking me dry. It might not be today, but many owners know that they need to move or progress to a model that includes more cash pay. And this is the day that it's all about getting you ready to do that. So it's going to be a small group workshop and limited to 12 people max. I think at this point, we've got 9 or 10. You'll be working exclusively with me. And if you're 75% or more insurance, come and do this day with me. So we'll open at 9:30. We'll go through the biggest obstacle, challenge, worries, and fears that you've got about making the move from insurance to cash pay. We'll get rid of all of them. We'll talk through things like, how do you tell patients? How do you tell staff? How do you tell your partner? How do you tell the bank? How do you tell people who've got vested interest in your business that you're moving from this certain like misery to this like possible happiness and riches? Like, how do we do that? We'll talk through that in session one. Then we're going to go through 7 of the most important things. I identified 17 things that you'll need to consider if you're moving from insurance to cash pay anytime in the next 12 to 18 months. 7 of the most important things to consider when making the move from insurance to cash: who to hire, who to fire, what to charge, how to sell it, how to prepare for it, et cetera, et cetera. Then we'll have some lunch together. Then we'll go through what we call transition economics: how to budget for dropping insurance so that you can make more money, even if you lost 50% of your patients. That's what we're going to do. We're going to get some spreadsheets out. Now I'm going to show you, we'll plug in your current revenue, your current profitability, your current expenses. We'll eradicate some of it. We'll work on the basis that a third of your patients might not stay. We'll work on the basis that 50% of your patients might not stay. But I'll be pretty certain I can show you how you'll be more profitable with significantly less headaches. And then in the final session, we'll go through 10 more vital things that every insurance business owner must consider before dropping insurance. Plus, we'll give you an action plan for your next steps after leaving the seminar. So that's what the pre-day is all about. That's going to be 12 people, me, you, and 12 other very groovy private practice owners that are going to get together and we'll work together on the pre-day. This is the Thursday, the 19th. So if you want to do that, select the four-day ticket option or email Sarah very quickly if you're in Paul's world, sarah@paulgough.com, to inquire about the availability of that day. It's very exclusive. It'll just be me, you, and 12 or 11 other guys and girls in the room, all working on that progress towards insurance to cash pay success. Now, look, for full disclosure, this is not about dropping them tomorrow. I'm not saying that you're going to come and be on this class and then the next day, like, fire everybody, although you might. But the promise is, look, over the next 12 to 18 months, if you know you need to do it, I'm willing to sit with you for a day and let's start making progress. Let's give you the confidence. Let's give you the belief. Arm you with the information. I've worked with business owners for 6-7 years now, helped dozens and dozens move from fully insurance to cash pay. That's what we do. Some of them are going to be on the stage on the main event on the Friday, the Saturday, and the Sunday talking to you about how they did it. So come and do it with me. I think you'll feel great at the other end. PPM Live, the three-day main event, takes place Friday and Sunday. So to confirm, the pre-day is optional. It's up to you. Be one of the 12, two or three seats left. And then we've got the PPM Live three-day main event, Friday and Sunday, taking place. So here's the key for this. New means this session is entirely new and is likely to contain mostly things you've never heard me talk about before. New plus reminder, lots of new things in this session that you probably haven't heard before, as well as some timely reminders of important things that you've possibly forgot. So we're going to open up at 9:30. There will be a spectacular opening ceremony. 9:40, we'll go through the current shocking state of the PT profession and how to protect yourself from the coming trends, tribulations, and turmoil. Absolutely brand new. Then we'll get into advanced lead generation, the essential elements of a non-stop lead generation, trust making, authority building, marketing, mojo baby machine, part 1 of 3. That will be new plus reminder. And then we'll do lunch. We've got a spectacular ultimate CEO competition. 5 CEO mastermind members shared their incredible story of success, looking to win your vote to be crowned our ultimate CEO for 2023. For those of you who don't know this, we basically select 5 of the most successful business owners that I've worked with in the last 12 months. We put them on stage and they share with you how they did it. It could be an increase in profitability, opening more clinics, dropping patient care, and the hours that they spend with patients. And in some cases, it's all of the above. And the 5 compete for 1 prize to be our ultimate CEO. They also win a $10,000 trip to England, where I take them next summer to London and Hartlepool, my hometown, and spend some time with them in England. So it's a pretty prestigious award. We've had 3 winners so far since 2019. You'll get to decide who's going to be 2023. Then we've got Marcus. So people wanted to know when Marcus is on. He's going to be on at 4:30, all confirmed today. That's what I was waiting for. We've had the green light for Marcus to kick off at 4:30. He said he wanted the last session of the day. And the reason he wanted the last session of the day, so he could go as long as he wants. We were asked. Now, it's normally the other way around. This is what I love about Marcus. Normally, they're pretty tight, right, these speakers. Right? They come in, they say, I'll do an hour, and that's it, I'm off. Marcus has specifically asked for the final session of the day so that he can spend as much time as he wants in that room. And that might be a 2-hour session. It might be a 2.5-hour session. But basically, you're going to get a lot. You're going to get a whole heap of Marcus Lemonis in the final session of the day. Hopefully, he will be finished by 7:30 because we have an Austin Powers-themed swinging 60s party. And if he isn't finished, we'll just start the party around him and we'll bring the booze in the seminar hall anyway, and we'll all have a good time. Or we'll invite Marcus into the after party and he can be like Mini-Me or Austin or Dr. Evil or whoever at the party that night. We'll get a costume for him just in case. Anyway, that's day 1. Day 2 starts at 8:15. So don't get too drunk the night before, because we have a very special session called Speed Selling, how to quickly determine if a lead is a good qualified buyer or a big fat waste of your time. That's going to be with my head of sales, Barry George. 9:30 till 10:30, 6 powerful marketing and sales automation strategies that will turbocharge your PT practice growth. That's with our own automation queen, Lisa. who's just amazing. She does everything behind the scenes for us when it comes to automation and just general marketing tactics that really help us. 11 till 12, how to set up autopilot marketing systems to consistently get 15 to 20 new patients per month, including 5 proven marketing campaigns that work every time. That's with Cameron Story. He's the head of our agency. He works with over 100 businesses now and is able to extract the top 5 campaigns that they're all using to bring in patients independent of doctors. Then we're going to bring out the first of the weekend success panel. 5 top PTs, CEOs discuss their incredible progress, biggest challenges, and best decisions of the last 12 months. Then we'll do our ultimate CEO winner announcement. We'll do lunch. We're going to do a new session called Triggering the Transformation, how to break free from being small, struggling, and stuck to building a profitable, scalable, and saleable PT practice. That'll happen at lunch on day two of the main event, 2:30 till 4 and back. I'm going to teach advanced lead generation, the essential elements of a nonstop lead generation, trust making, authority building marketing machine part 2. Then we'll have a break, then we'll come back and I'll close that whole thing out for you on day 2. We'll finish at 6 o'clock. And then on day three, we start again at 8:15. 8:30, we've got Anil Gupta, the author, best-selling author of the book Immediate Happiness. He's going to talk you through 3 keys to immediate happiness in business and life. 9:45, we've got our second keynote speaker, that is the incredible Greg Crabtree. I'm up at 9:45. Developing A players, what the best staff do differently, and how to get your people to do more of it. Brand new session that I've never done anything like this before, that you'll have to be in the room to watch it at 9:45. Then I'm going to do a book signing for my new book that's out in a couple of weeks. We're going to have the first batch, the first pile of them things that you can get at the event. 11:40 till 1 is Greg, how to increase the exit value of your PT business so that you can sell it for the highest possible amount. And then I'm coming back with a very rare, very special session, very absolutely brand new. 21 things to know when scaling past 80 grand a month, whether you are trying to get there or already there and it isn't going to plan. 21 things. I've been doing this for a long time now and I'm piecing together 21 things that you absolutely must know when scaling past 80 grand a month. So that's $1 million a year. Whether you are trying to get there or you're already there, but it isn't going to plan. That's going to close it out on day 3. That'll take place between 1 and 3. And then we'll have the final thoughts and closing remarks. And the seminar will end at 3:15. So you'll be free to get back to your flights and your home and your wives and your husbands and your partners and your kids. Barry or Sarah, could you just drop that link into the chat for me? Sophie, if you're there, could somebody put that so people can download that link? And we can give it to people and they can, there you go, guys. Everybody in the chat, you've just got it there. We've given you the full agenda for you to access right now. And I'm going to take your questions. If you've got questions about the event, if you've got the agenda in your hand, you can download it there right now. You can come on and ask me any, or certainly type into the chat your questions, and I'm more than happy to answer them for you about PPM Live. Like I said, we're hoping to close this out tonight. Excuse my attire. We're hoping to close this out tonight where the seminar will be completely full. We're looking to fill up the final 16 or 17 spots. That's the first announcement. There's not that many left. And the second big announcement is the agenda. We've confirmed Marcus for Friday at 4:30. Greg Crabtree is on Sunday. So everybody knows their positions now and their seats. Everything that you need to know about making a good decision is on that document. And we're kicking off 2 weeks on Thursday, the pre-day with me for 12 people. And then we'll get in a huge ballroom, a big stage, all the show business stuff will go on in the seminar hall Friday, Saturday and Sunday for PPM Live. We'd love you to come. And if it's right for you, get your seat booked. Book your seat. You have a fully double your money back guarantee. I'm more than happy to give you your money back and some to make sure that I cover the cost of your flight and your hotel, so that there's absolutely nothing, there's just no mistake that you can make here. Eric asks, will Simon have new jokes? Has Simon ever had new jokes? That's what I want to know. Like, I don't know if there's ever any new jokes. First of all, I haven't think I've heard any jokes. He talks a lot, but I don't know if there's any actual jokes in and amongst all of that, Eric. So let's get that cleared up, right? Let's get specific. I think what you should ask, will Simon finally have a joke, is probably the right, you know, the right thing to ask here. Barry asks, I've got a couple of questions coming in from everybody. I'm really busy right now. I just don't have a lot of profit. Can this help? Okay, two things. Number one, I'm really busy. That, to me, tells me you should be there. What we find is people start to come out with all sorts of excuses about why they can't come and why they're busy and why they've got stuff on. And, you know, they don't really know what they've got on. They've just got stuff on, right? They can't really explain it. It's just stuff. And they're just busy. They don't know why they're busy. They're just busy. And they're working on something, but they don't really know what they're working on. There's just something that they're working on. And that's why you need to come. You need to come for that very reason. It's a chance to reset, reprioritize, refocus, re-energize. The first sign that you need to come to this event is that you're out of sync. You're working too hard. You're too busy. You're probably working on the wrong things. You're building another bridge that's going to be half built. The fact that you are busy is the reason to come. And if I don't have a lot of profit, I don't think that there's any more reason to come. I suggest that is it Steve from New Jersey here? Steve, I would suggest, if you're like many businesses, the reason you haven't got any profit is because of these fucking insurance companies. It's as simple as that. Like, you've probably got lots of activity, lots of volume. The phone's ringing. There's people everywhere. It's busy. It's crazy. But there's everything except the thing you want, a big tax return. We have to make a change. We have to look at, how can we get more profitable? How can we get more productive? How can we get more effective? How can I get more without doing more? That's surely the magic. That's the mojo that you're going to have to rediscover across the weekend. So, Steve, I think this sounds absolutely perfect for you. Sam in Houston asked, my main problem is growing. I can't seem to get the staff. So we've touched on this. Look, very few people can find their staff. They're not growing on trees anymore. They almost feel like they're locked up in the Tower of London. It feels like somebody's put a spell on them and kind of people have just disappeared. And like I said, even the ones that you can find, they don't always want to come to work and actually work when we get them there. However, it is very possible still to find good people, that I will say. But what needs to happen is a culture needs to be created of accountability, of transparency, of outcomes, of what you want to achieve, what you'll tolerate, what you won't tolerate. You're looking for people with certain personalities, people with energy, people with a zest for life, people who want to be part of something special. And I think that goes down to you, the business owner. So my session on developing A players will be absolutely perfect for you. I'll definitely be bringing a few of my staff on stage. Yes, Eric, you will finally get Luke on stage. I'll get Sophie on stage, my ops manager. I'll get Luke, my head of recruitment, on stage. And you'll be able to talk to them across the weekend. That's the other reason for coming. Don't come to listen to me. Come and ask my staff what we do and how we do it. If you're all interested or like what we do, then come and talk to my staff across the weekend and find out more from them about me than you probably can from me speaking on stage. I think for most people listening to this, that will be the real value in the weekend, actually getting to speak to my staff, of which there will be at least 15, possibly 18 of the staff there, some from the US, some from England. We're flying them in from all over the world for you. First of all, to take care of you and make sure you have a great experience. But most importantly, I think, is so that you can ask them questions and learn more from me through my staff rather than what I say on stage through PowerPoints. Anna is in Arizona, simply said, I can't get online marketing right. Please help. We'll absolutely be covering the topic, the mysterious, deep topic of online marketing. It is a little bit of a beast. It's ever changing. We'll be talking through online marketing in the three seminars sessions that I've got. But I know Cameron will also be covering online marketing in his session too. So we've got your back there as well. Deb says, can you help us find cash business ideas when we have a customer profile, aka geriatric, who only want to use insurance? Deb, I think you will be ecstatically impressed about how many people in that room are in generally accepted geriatric areas of the country who are charging a premium for cash. Deb, right now, and please take this the wrong way, right way, don't take it the wrong way, your ignorance is bliss, and it's costing you an absolute fortune. The fact that you even think that people won't pay cash because they're geriatric is flat out, categorically, in Austin's words, delusion. That is not true, and I will put you in touch with people in the room who are charging cash in areas in South Florida, Naples, places like that, which is nothing but a retirement village, basically. you play golf, and you watch the sun go down in Naples, from what I can gather. And these dudes are paying north of $300, $350 cash per session. And that is no hype whatsoever. This is an example, Deb, if I can move away from you, of where people get stuck and why they need to come to these seminars, because there's a very good chance you'll be sat next to somebody who's doing the thing that you don't think can be done. And that's what I mean about ignorance. It's bliss, but it's not cool. Like, it really isn't cool. It's definitely not groovy, and it sure isn't sexy. That could cost you for the next decade of your life, Deb, if you don't go figure that out. We can absolutely help you at this event. If not, just to put you next to somebody who's doing it. And then it's up to you whether or not you want to deny whether or not it's possible, but you can absolutely get people who are geriatric, boomers, seniors, whatever you want to call them, to pay out-of-pocket cash for your services. However, here's the caveat, Deb, not if you do what other physical therapists do. That's the bit you have to learn. I often argue with people, right? What they'll say to me is, I can't do that. And I'll say, no. The truth is, you don't know how to do that. That is the difference. One is closed. One is stopped, right? If you say, I don't know how, if I can't do that, people won't do that. What you're saying is, that's at the end of the line for me. If I say, I don't know how, then I can start the investigation. I can become an explorer, and I can go and find out how to do that. The number of people who say, oh, my clients are different. They only want to see me. I can't get staff to treat any of my patients. Everybody wants to see me. It just can't happen. No. You don't know how to do it. And you're going to spend the next 15 or 20 years telling yourself that it can't be done, when meanwhile, there's a guy or a girl just like you figuring out that they don't know how to do it first, accepting that, and then getting to a seminar like this and saying, yes, I should be there. I want to know how to do this. So Debs, and anybody else who's in that kind of mindset of I can't do this, and I can't charge for cash, and my patient population won't pay cash. I'm in the pediatric population and they won't pay. And I'm in the geriatric population and they won't pay. And I've got dogs and they won't pay. Why do you want to be right? That's what I always say. Why do you want to be right? What the hell do you want to be right for about it? Why don't you come to an event and figure out what other people are doing? We'll take care of you. Book your seat, Debs. You'll be absolutely fantastic. You're going to love this. What if you're doing good with insurance but want to add a cash services but don't want to get rid of the insurance company? It's easy. Well, we bolt on wellness. You figure out how to speak to people. One of the first sessions that I'll be doing, or the first session, one of the first things I'll be announcing is, what is the hottest wellness program in America right now? What is it that people just can't stop buying? Why don't you just plug that into your business? I'm not saying drop insurance companies completely, but I think most people are of the opinion, true or not, that ultimately people have to start moving towards, depending upon what state you're in. Some states are still paying out good money for insurance, but if you're in certain states, California, New York, for example, give up. What's the point? You have to move towards cash, even if it's 20, 30, 40% of it over the next couple of years. But I absolutely agree. You don't have to step back completely, Eric, from insurance, but we have to probably bolt on some cash pay services. That still requires you to speak differently, talk differently, sell differently, build a different culture in your office of staff who are willing to sell those products and services for you, et cetera, et cetera. So all in all, that's what we're going to cover. And that's why everybody's invited. Everybody's invited. Deb, please definitely reach out to Barry at polgolf.com. He's there for you right now. We did this. We want to help people make a decision, because we know people are sat there like closed off. They've already decided that they're not going to be successful in their thoughts, in their actions. And do you know what that goes back to? What did I say at the start of this call today? What's the biggest threat to your business? The belief that you can do it. The belief that you can do it is the biggest threat to your business right now. And second to that, the story that you're telling yourself about why you can't do it, because your town is different, you're different, your patient population are different. None of that is true. You will be sat next to people in this event, at this seminar, 250 of them, who are doing what you currently think you can't do. And that's why, Deb, and everybody else listening, whether it's live or on a replay or on social media, I can see people on my Instagram and Facebook. That's why you've got to come to this event. The story that you're telling yourself is not true. And if it is true, why do you want it to be true? Why don't we create your own reality? So let's get you to this event. We'll put you next to people who are going through what I promise you, my team will be concierge. The minute you book a ticket, we'll get on the phone. We'll find out what your problem is and what your challenge is. And we'll make sure that we introduce you to, sit you next to somebody, pair you up with somebody who's doing what you want to do and is already a few steps ahead of you. We can't say fairer than that. And that's what we promise you across the weekend of PPM Live. We've got lots of staff in attendance who will take care of you. Some of the people in my events have been here for 5, 6, 7 years. They know that we'll take care of you. You'll have a terrific time. They come back time and time again. We will really, really take care of you. So what else have you got, guys? Any other questions, guys and girls? Hopefully you've got the agenda there now. You can book your flights. You can figure out, you know, which sessions you really want to be in the room for. We've got a big vendor hall as well, by the way. When you're there, you can shop. We've got an orthotics company. We've got some new software companies. We've got footwear companies. We've got all sorts of stuff. We've got billing companies, red light therapy companies. Like, there's going to be a bit of shopping to do while you're there as well. So you can kind of get the plastic out when you're there and have some fun. People love to shop. Let's do that as well across the weekend. But in all seriousness, we've got some great partners for you who have very kindly coughed up the door to pay for Marcus. So we have to have them there, whether we like it or not. Anyway, that's what's happening. PPM Live is taking place. We will, like I said, we're hoping to close this out tonight, if not tomorrow. 16 or 17 seats left. We're going to have 250 in the room. We hope you're there. You've got the agenda. If there's questions for you that you need answering, email Barry at Paul Gough right now. Barry at paulgough.com right now. He'll answer the phone. He's assured me all through the night, wherever you are in the world. He will be on the phone and available for you tonight. So come. There's a double your money back guarantee, but that should not be why you come. You're not going to have a problem with the thing when you're there. I know you've got to get over the idea of getting on a flight, breaking up your weekend. Maybe your kids have got soccer. Maybe your daughter's at dancing. Maybe your wife is busy that night and wants to go out for a meal and or watch Netflix with you for the 67th time this week. All of that stuff, right? Like, come on. You're in business. Business is a brutal game, and I think you've really got to arm yourself with the ammunition to guarantee that you're going to be successful. So that's all I'm going to say. Thank you for everybody that's attended. We'll get this replay out to people as well. We'll put it on the podcast. All I'm going to say is PPM Live this year is going to be bigger than last year, and it was pretty spectacular last year. The caliber of speakers is incredible. The caliber of the attendees, the people that will be in the room is second to none. The caliber of my team is second to none. Everything is right. The hotel is right. The speakers are right. All we need is you to confirm that you're going to come. If you've got a question, you can email the team. Barry at paulgough.com is leading the customer service tonight. He will take care of you. And if you ask him really nicely, he might have one or two little gifts or goodies that he can add to your ticket package just to make this thing sweet for you to get you over the line. So I hope I've been able to help. That's your announcement. PPM Live is on. Marcus is 4:30 Friday, the 20th of October. We cannot wait to see you. We're going to take care of you. We are going to break through some of the false stories that you've got right now, the narratives about why you can't do this or why you can't do that or why you can't find staff, why you can't raise the prices, why your patients are different, why your town is different, why marketing doesn't work for you, et cetera, et cetera. All of that. It's not true. Why do you want it to be true? It's not. What you're saying right now is, I can't. Let's switch it from I can't do this to I don't know how to do this. And the minute you ask, how do I do it? We're in the game. You will find out how to do it at this event across the weekend of the 19th to the 22nd. Two seats. I've just been reliably informed that one has gone for the pre-day. So that means I've got two left for the pre-day. If you want that, talk to Barry. If you don't, just arrive on the Friday, pay your VIP ticket for the Friday, be in the room for 9:15. The ceremony starts at 9:30, and I'll kick off with the spectacular opening ceremony like you will never have seen before or are expecting. And we'll do the shocking state of the industry. And I'll tell you what everybody's been up to. I'm going to poll over 20,000 people, and I'm going to tell you where this industry really is so that you've got some good data points to leverage some of the decisions that you're going to have to make about your prices, about your people, about your profitability, about your revenue and your payroll. We'll give you real data about the profession so that you can make some really good decisions. Anyway, right, that's it from me. Barry just dropped the PPM Live 23 again in the chat. And let's get this thing closed out tonight. Like I said, 16, 17 seats left. I've got some groovy gifts according to Barry. Looks like we've already had 5 or 6 as well. So we're probably down to 10 or 12 seats right now. 2 left for the pre-day. 10 to 12 max. There is a fire marshal going to be in the room because of my opening ceremony. So I can't get more than 250 in. They literally do a head count on the way in and out. So I will see you. October the 19th at 9:30 on the Thursday if you're doing the pre-day with me, or I'll see you at 9:30 Friday the 20th for the main event. You will not regret it. Thank you very much for your time and attention. I always appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com, where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.